Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I don't know, I can't find the clip, but Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn were having dance lessons out in the lobby, and Kendall and I were talking about milkshakes, and it was just a damn fine show, if you missed it.
It's time to stop and smell the donuts. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due.
But you spent your money all up on food.
Your car blew up into a fireball.
It would be nice to escape it all.
To go someplace where the laughs are free.
And there are bad jokes.
And fat hosts.
And bits of humanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Well, we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, listeners, are you ready to gamble?
Oh.
This is a gamble, 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 gamble. Here we are, Cliff.
Here we are.
It's great to be here, Cliff. This is a gamble. Just turning the show on, Cliff.
It's a gamble, and the odds are against the listener.
They are. Cliff, have you noticed as you've gotten older, it's a gamble just to fart these days? That's what Mr. Snodbottom says.
No. What?
It's a gamble.
It's so early in the show, and I already don't even know what's going on at all. But this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Well, I like it.
It's an internet talk show slash radio filler program on Rye 99.
Rye 99.
In KBSH, where there is no gamble, unless you tune in 4 a.m. Sunday morning to this show. And if you have tuned in, welcome.
Sorry.
Welcome and sorry. I don't know. Should we apologize? Probably. For the quality level.
Oh, no. No apologies, Cliff.
No apologies. I'm not sorry. I'm not your bitch. Don't hang your shit on me. Come on. This is a show about gambling.
It is. Are you a big gambler, Cliff?
I'm a rambler and a gambler.
You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em.
Know when to fold 'em,
when to fold 'em.
Know when to walk away.
Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Oh, what a good
wonderful
song.
Wonderful rendition of that song. I didn't know what I was going to say. We got into that song and I just couldn't stop.
Listeners were thinking to themselves, what a great rendition.
I know they were. They took a gamble and they won with that one.
Great rendition. Yes, you go.
Okay, well, I was gonna ask you if you've done much gambling.
I'm going to take a break.
But
no, I don't think that I have ever really...
What?
I've never, like, professionally...
Well, I don't mean to have a table and go four rounds.
Even though we've hosted this show for 8 years, we've hosted it for 8 years, I have yet to be invited to any celebrity poker tournaments.
Well.
But, no, I don't think...
That old mule happy would beat you.
And by professionally, I mean, I don't think I ever gambled... maybe I bet, like, just you. Like, hey, I bet such and such. But I don't... We've never collected
You've never bet anything in a casino before, ever?
I've never been to a casino.
Really?
No.
Oh, well, then I'm the professional here.
Kendall, I live in a studio apartment above a fish hatchery. I cannot afford to go to your fancy Atlantic City.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I've been once or twice to a casino. I've bet... On
so
roulette wheel.
Sorry.
I have played craps. I've done a lot of slot machines.
You've done a lot of slots.
Done a lot of slots.
He's a filthy slot.
Now,
filler.
One time, yeah. this is my best gambling story I got.
All right, I'm gonna settle back.
All right, settle back and get ready. So once upon a time, Susan and I went to several states over to the Indian Reservation Casino. I was like, I got $20.
This is back when we lived in Hollywood?
Yeah, we were visiting Bushwick.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I'm going to put $20 down on number 3 on the roulette wheel, because 3 is my lucky number, right? So I put it down, and Susan said, oh, don't put it on 3. She was like, you need to put it on red or black, and then you got a 50-50 chance. I said, no, I'm putting it on 3. And I don't know if you know much about roulette, but if you put it on a number, your odds are 32 to 1. So that's a lot of money. Black, you just double your money.
That's
or black or red.
Spicy meatball!
It is. So I put it on black because Susan talked me into it, and
put it
hit
all on black,
and
baby.
It hit number 3.
Oh shit!
And so I was like, "Damn it!" I said, "Well, I'm betting again. I'm putting it on 3." And she said, "Kendall, what are the chances it would hit number 3 again?"
0. Kendall Lightning didn't strike twice.
Pretty fun, good Cliff, because I put it on black again, and it hit 3. I would have won so much money. That's a true story.
Well, to quote a wonderful old Celine Dion song title, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
But I didn't do that. Wonderful song. Poor Celine, her husband in heaven now. He was so old. You remember her husband?
Yes, I do. When did he die?
Oh, recently.
Was it recently?
Recently.
Well, I can't remember anything, you know.
When those other big celebrities
died. Well, there's been so many deaths lately. Seriously, I don't...
Yeah.
There have been so many people dying, it's just... I can't keep up with them, and it kills me.
Can't keep up, and it's killing me.
Cliff, you are not part of the majority here.
You are not alone. Yeah.
You are part of the 20% of the U.S. population that has not gambled.
I am here. 20%?
Yeah, 80% of the population has gambled in their lifetime.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
What do you know? I don't think I've ever gambled. I've done cakewalks. All right, I take it back. I've done a cakewalk.
I don't know if that counts.
At the old fall festival at the Busheltown Middle School here, I have done a cakewalk or two.
Well,
let me tell you, cakewalking is where it is at. If they call your number, you get a whole cake.
Oh, Cliff, it's no cakewalk. Well, Cliff, you can finally go do some real gambling. The reason we're doing this show is they're having a benefit over at the Butter Churn Center for the Arts.
Oh, great.
They're having a casino night over there.
Oh, what, in benefit of what?
The orphanage.
The orphanage.
The orphanage, yeah.
Oh,
where Mrs. Potter Butter Churn and Mr. Snodbottom received their baby from.
Funky. Oh, how wonderful.
So, you know, they love to do things to help the orphanage.
Where they really want you to know it is not a hard knock life there.
It's not.
It's not at all.
You get kisses and not kicks.
No, it's not at all a hard knock life.
It's not.
It's a regular knock life there.
It is. Regular. It's a regular. Good knock.
It's a good
but
knock
But look,
life.
There's Mrs. Potter Butter Churn. Now, why don't you come in here?
Why don't you come in? Tell us about the casino.
Oh, dear, thank you so much for joining me. And it is a wonderful night, dear. We're making lots of money, dear, over at for the orphanage, dear. And I've had such a wonderful time. I pulled the slot machine lever for the first time.
Oh, my. That's
wonderful.
You've beat me. I've not pulled a slot machine.
Oh, dear, you really must get over there. I tell you, the thrill of it is just so exhilarating. Of course, I won nothing, dear, but just the thrill of gambling is so wonderful. I never thought I'd love it so much.
Is it really? Well, Kendall's big, long story there made me want to, put it all on number 3.
Oh, you better. You better put that.
Let it ride.
Oh, dear. That sounds like a good idea. Is 3 the good number, dear? Is that where I should put the money?
Is that where you should do it?
That's my lucky number. If you have a lucky number, that's where you should put your money.
All right. I think that's a good idea.
Mrs. Snodbottom, I think I should try roulette next, dear.
Dear, whatever you say is here.
No, do you have any more money, dear?
No. Let me get my change first.
Oh, dear.
Out of crockpots. Baby back. Foggy crockpot.
Dear, $20 says that he'll never find that change purse here.
Oh, no.
Oh, I will take that bet.
All right, it's too rich for my blood.
Oh, I will take it. I will take that bet.
All right, so we'll wait. We'll wait and see if he comes back with that baby bag. All right, so gambling.
See, isn't it exciting, dear?
It is exciting. I'm wondering. I want to give gambling facts, but then also I want to just watch out the window here and see if he comes back.
Cliff, you know,
yeah.
And Mrs. Potter Butter Turn. Yes, dear. Gambling is a $1 billion industry.
Is it really?
Yes, they make so much money. And you know the house always wins. Always wins. If one thing we learned from the Ocean's movies.
The Ocean's, the Ocean movie that I liked the best was Life of Pi. It was just on the ocean for almost the whole time, and it was all CGI.
Oh, dear, I love the Beaches movie, dear. That's the wonderful Ocean's movie.
Excuse me, dear.
Oh,
yes. I must have dropped my change purse coming in along the driveway this morning. I can't find it. It's not in the baby bag. There's so many juice boxes and the like, but no change purse, dear.
Oh,
sorry, dear, about that.
Oh, my. You only owe me $20, dear.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
hold on, here you go.
Now, Kendall, you're not going to just let her take that $20.
No, of course I'm not. Look, Mrs. Potter Butterturn, how about we make it double or nothing? Oh, dear, of course. Double. This is so much fun, dear. Why keep it? Let's play some more.
Yeah, why don't you just bet on, what's our next segment? Fill in the blank?
Sure, let's do fill in the blank.
All right, so why don't you just place a bet on who's going to win fill in the blanks? Then you just go relax and listen to it.
Oh, well, dear. Oh, dear, okay. I bet that Cliff is going to win, dear.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, well, that's
now that's a pretty safe bet.
That's pretty good odds.
That's a pretty safe bet.
So I have to win now to make my money back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear. Oh, Mr. Snodbottom, let's go watch this, dear. We'll be right out here, dear.
Yes, come on. Watch out here, dear.
I'm so... All right. Here we go, Cliff.
All right.
First fill in the blank. The only sure thing about luck is that it will blank.
Is that it will change.
Yes, Cliff, of course. You're one of... Uh-oh, I'm losing already.
Oh, no. All right, Kendall, the stakes have never been higher. If you're listening at home, if you're listening to the downloaded show, this is a pulse-pounding moment. And I know that your pulse is pounding.
My pulse is pounding.
And listeners are like, who's going to win? What's going to happen? I can't stand the tension, but here we go, Kendall. The future comes... blank day at a time.
Oh, is that one day
it's
at a time?
One! Oh, God, we're tied.
Look at her. She's biting her nails, I think.
We're tied.
All right.
Oh, Kendall, can you do it? Can you win and get that money back?
Kendall, can you do it? Okay. Whenever a man does a thoroughly blank thing, it is always from the noblest motives. Oscar Wilde said it.
A thoroughly modern thing.
No, Cliff. Stupid.
No, thoroughly stupid.
Stupid. No, I wasn't calling you stupid. The answer was stupid.
I thought maybe that was the inspiration for Thoroughly Modern Millie. I love that movie.
Nope. Uh-oh. Miss Potter Butterturn, that money's... I'm going to get it back.
Uh-oh.
Or I'm going to get more, I mean.
Uh-oh. I'm playing for her. Uh-oh.
Miss Snow Butterbear, find his change.
Kendall, the world is full of people whose notion of a satisfactory future is, in fact, a return to the idealized blank.
Pass. Oh, yes. I'm two ahead.
Robertson Davies said that.
All right. The safest way to double your money is to fold it over once and put it in your blank.
And put it in your pocket.
Yes. I still one ahead, though. Still one ahead.
Oh.
Oh, this is it. If I get this one.
Is this it?
Yeah.
This is it. If you get this one, you get the money.
I get the money. I get double my money.
Am I to ask you for one? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I can ask myself one and win for sure.
All right. And if you win this, you win the money.
I win the money. Let's make this clear.
In all honesty, I'm just hoping the listeners aren't near as confused as I am.
Cliff, I see why you haven't gambled before.
You see why? All I can do is a cakewalk.
Oh, my God.
Cakewalks are high enough.
We're going to have to do a cakewalk next.
All right. Kendall, it all comes down to this. Here we go. I never think of the future. It comes blank enough.
Soon. Mrs. Butter Butterjar, get in here and give me that money.
Oh, dear.
Winning, it feels a lot better than losing, dear.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose some.
I was just about to say it. There's ebb and flow. So,
you know what OJ always said. You can't win them all.
Oh, dear. That's so true, dear. Well, here you go, Kendall. Fair and square, you won $40,
all
dear.
All right. So that's probably enough gambling
that. That's
for today.
For me.
Don't you think?
No, that's dear. Enough. Dear, please. I can't lose and leave things the way they're left there now, dear. I have to win, dear. Why don't we bet,
dear,
Mr. Stubborn, please,
wrong,
dear.
No need to risk anything else,
dear. Please, I know what I'm doing, dear.
What about Funker's College Fund?
Look, hey, I've got an idea. Look, all this talk about gambling, it's a little stressful. Look, you know, they always say, as a magician, we're not allowed in casinos because we're not allowed to do that because we know how to handle the cards.
Oh.
So why don't I do a magic trick for everybody?
Okay.
Oh, well, dear, how about I gamble, dear? How about,
I'll bet you, dear, that the card you pull out next is a high card, dear.
Oh, my dear. You can't risk everything like this, dear.
I know what I'm doing, Mrs. Potter Butter Churn. I'm a magician.
I
will take that bet, dear. I will double it.
Double it. Double or nothing.
Double or nothing, dear. If that card, dear, is a low card, then I get $80, and if it's a high card, you win.
Oh, all right.
sorry, Ms. Snubba, I'm sorry she's taking this bet. Here we go. Turning this card over.
What is it? Oh, everything is riding on this.
We need some music. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Kendall, wait. Oh, wait. There's a beeping sound. What is that beeping sound out here? Do you hear that?
What is that?
Pardon me, but that's a beeping sound from my booth that's alerting us that it's time to take a break.
Look, wait, so... Oh, dear, but I can't wait, dear. We have to go, dear.
We got to go to a break right now. We'll be right back.
Yes.
We'll see who is going to win the big bet.
Dear, that card better be a high card.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
If you've ever gone to bed with a cold, the Vicks Company has very big news for you. A new nighttime colds medicine called NyQuil. NyQuil relieves major cold symptoms like sniffles, sneezes, nasal congestion, scratchy throat, and coughing for hours to help you get a good night's sleep. NyQuil, the most unique nighttime colds medication ever developed by Vicks.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Please, I have to know what that card is, dear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Right.
Here we go. I'm turning it over. Pay up, Mrs. Butter Turn. Dear, what, dear? This is just wrong, dear. Okay,
dear, that's our Yahtzee money for a month.
But dear, don't worry, I'll win it back, dear. Kendall, dear, I'll be right back, dear.
Come along, dear.
Oh my goodness, I think she's getting a little into this gambling too much.
Oh, this is a little, it's just crazy here. I feel like I'm in one of those Oscar-winning movies that's really about something.
That's what I think every week, Cliff. Every week.
Every week! Kendall, let me tell you something real quick.
Okay.
Oh my God. Something recently in life has, believe it or not, led me to believe that good things can still happen.
Oh,
to
why?
People like
Where
us.
Where did you hear that from?
All right, well, you know, I can't afford any kind of, like, actual cable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just get these, like, few scant channels that are, like, the free channels, right?
Uh-huh.
Basically is what they are.
Oh! Sorry.
But anyway, and I don't know if you recall, but like 6 months ago or maybe less, they took away some of my good free channels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, more have come back. And Kendall, let me tell you, a couple of these channels, of all the cable channels that there are, I would rather have these free channels because it's got stuff like... Bewitched and Green Acres and Andy Griffith and Gilligan's Island and all these great shows.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It's so wonderful.
I sit and watch all those.
Oh, it's Kendo. I'm glad you're sitting down because had you not, you may need to lay down.
Oh, let me lay down.
Back to back at 5 p.m. every night, I shit you not, in Busheltown, you gotta just. Scroll this up on your satellite deal of your 5,000 channels. You gotta find this one, okay? Back to back, Mama's Family. Are you kidding me?
Every day.
At 5:30.
Weeknight.
And Kendall, moving on up.
Well, we're moving on up.
7 p.m. is an hour of the Jeffersons. It's an hour of the Jeffersons. I wish it was closer to my birthday so I could. Tell people to buy me this for my birthday. It's surprisingly affordable for all 11 seasons. You believe it or not, it really is. But oh my God, I'm moving on up every night with the Jeffersons. It's so good. An hour.
Oh my God.
And at 10 p.m., of course, it's long after I can stay up. I'm good to make it through the second episode of The Jeffersons. But 10 p.m., Carol Burnett and Friends.
Oh, my God. What channel? You're going to have to give me this information.
Yes, yes, can
I'm
you
so
believe
glad
this?
That it's on TV now.
Yes. So, whenever you think of the horrors.
The horrors
of the world.
Remember.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
8:30 in the morning, which, unfortunately, is usually my shift at the damn library.
Mm-hmm.
Shelving books. Hazel. Back-to-back Hazel! Are you kidding me? I love Lucy. Here's Lucy. So much Lucy everywhere.
Head on over to clippingandalotblogspot.com for a full list of all these shows.
Good times. Dear. One day at a time.
Dear, I'm so sorry to interrupt, dear, but I figured out, dear. I know what we can bet on, dear. Double or nothing, dear. If Cliff does not belch for the rest of the episode, dear, then I will win double the money, dear. Will you take that bet, Kendall?
if I don't belch?
I don't. Well, I'm pretty sure he's going to belch, so yeah, I'll take that bet. That's 160 big ones.
I'm good for it, dear.
I'm good.
Now, Mrs. Butterbutter, I don't feel one.
Do this for me, dear. I need this win.
All right, I'll try. I don't feel one.
He's never going to get through this.
Oh,
dear,
I wish.
Dear,
yes,
but go watch from out there, dear. But I have faith in you, dear.
All right, I'll try.
What she is.
Now, we've had many episodes where I didn't belch at all. And where you did a lot.
True. But we'll see. We'll see how this goes. All right, Cliff, it's time to do something really stupid.
Oh, no.
It's time for some stupid questions! Oh, Cliff, boy, do I have some good stupid questions for you.
Oh, boy.
I'm very excited about this one, about these. All right, Cliff. What is something that really annoys you but doesn't bother most people?
You know, I'm a carefree kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Nothing much bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
Football does annoy me.
It doesn't bother me.
All of sports annoys me.
Well, there you
go.
It's
like, why?
What?
Why?
Why?
Do you ever just stop and think, what is with the world I'm living in?
Oh, I think that a lot.
Oh.
A lot. All right.
All right.
Good answer.
Great answer.
All right.
Oh, dear,
why did you do that, dear? How could you do that, dear?
I'm so sorry. Oh. I didn't even really feel it even come out.
Do you have more money, Miss Potter, or do you want to put that on your tab?
Dear, don't you give him a dime, dear.
Mr. Snowbot, we made a fair and square bet.
Oh, but you can't hold my beautiful wife, Mrs. Potter, to these wages, but she doesn't know what she's
doing.
Mrs. Snowbot,
if I didn't do this, she wouldn't learn a lesson from it. I have to.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear, I got it, dear. One more thing, dear. Look, if I bet you, dear, that Charles will clean that toilet.
You bet
that he will clean the toilet?
Mr. Snodbottom's toilet? The one he's been bowel attacking in all day?
Mrs. Potter, I just want to tell you, I'm pretty sure that he will not clean that toilet.
Not been bowel.
No, dear, I'm sure he will.
Bowel attack today, bowel.
I have good faith, dear, that he will clean that toilet, dear. You want to take that bet?
Can't believe we're talking about toilets on the air, bowel.
Okay, I'll do it. Let's do it. Double or nothing. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Dear, all right. Charles, come here, dear. Oh, my God. I think she has a problem.
Do you think she's addicted to gambling?
I think she is, but I can talk to Blavis on the phone. No.
Oh.
Look, she's screaming out there.
Oh.
It's over.
Oh, my God. So you win if he does clean it.
If he cleans the toilet, she wins.
Oh.
If clean. He does, yeah. And he's never even cleaned that. I'm, of course, going to win this bet.
He cleaned it once before, right? You remember?
Right when we moved in.
Yeah. Right after he got finished with everything, he cleaned that toilet.
Yeah, and I wouldn't call that cleaning. I call it wiping it off. Anyway.
It was a wipe.
Okay, I got another stupid question for you, Cliff. What?
Now, speaking of this, I think that as a put down, a real good gender, it's just gender neutral, it's for all, everyone. Ass wipe. Whatever happened to that? Hey, ass wipe.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know, I think it's...
Yeah, ass wipe?
Ass wipe.
But if you could learn to answer, if you could learn the answer to one question about your future, what would that question be? Oh, you know you love that question. Love it.
I feel like all the questions about my future are going to be so depressing to hear the answers. And so really, I don't want to know any.
All right.
I don't want to ask, what if season one of Hazel is never again in print? Kendall, there's 5 seasons. Season one's out of print. What am I supposed to do with that? I want the other 4. Should I buy them? Should I rush and buy them in case they're all out of print too? Should I wait? What? I don't know what to do, Kendall. And what bothers me the most about Hazel season one being out of print is because you can get them for like $100 on eBay. But who can do that? You know who can do it? Donald Trump.
Oh, why did you have to bring up his name on this podcast?
Because it just made me so mad when I realized it. I thought he could buy 1,000 Hazel Season 1 out of print DVD boxes. Oh!
And then put them behind a wall that you could never get to.
Oh, my God.
Dear, he did it! He cleaned the toilet! Dear, he cleaned the toilet!
Oh, my goodness.
I am totally shocked.
I am shocked. Are you sure, Mr. Snodbottom, did he clean that toilet for real?
It did, but my bowels are reacting to the stress of the day, but...
Dear, I'll take that money, dear.
Here you go.
Gotta get to that toilet.
Oh, my God, there he goes.
Dear, this has been so much fun, dear. I'm so glad I got to find the one. Austin, dear, I can bet you $160 who did it.
Oh, my God. There she goes again. We definitely need to get Dr. Glass on the phone.
Get on the phone.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for stupid questions. Okay. So many interruptions during
Good
that one.
Lord.
Yeah. All right, Cliff. Sorry, I'm so distracted by this gambling.
It's okay.
It's such a big gamble that for us to even finish the show.
It is. It's a gamble.
Every time.
It's a gamble either way.
It's time for the community calendar, Cliff.
It sure as hell is.
Right here in Busheltown.
Right here in Busheltown.
Why don't you go ahead and start us out?
All right, if you are here in town, in Busheltown, you may want to take in these local events coming up. Now, of course, we mentioned the, how could we not have heard, you know, the... casino night at the Potabutta Butter Churn Center for the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everyone in town doesn't pick up on gambling the way Mrs. Potter Butter Churn has.
Please don't. Or call Dr. Blathers if you think you're having a problem.
Just call him. Kendall, what's going on Monday night down at the Bushel Bowl is the Busheltown Ladies Bowling League. They are having their annual hole blow and ball wash for charity.
Sounds fun.
And yeah, they're collecting money for the homeless orphans. The homeless ones. Mrs. Potterburn's doing it for the orphans' home. There's a big difference.
Gotcha.
So that's Monday. Go get your hole blown.
Go get your hole blown.
And your balls washed.
You never know when you need to get hole blown.
You never know until you ask.
Cliff, down at Thumb Lake, they're having a polar bear splash.
Oh, in there with frequent guest star Alan's
ashes. You know, they don't know
giving
that.
Him a good stir.
He needs to be stirred up every once in a while.
You know.
Cliff, it's on Thursday over at Thumb Lake. And unfortunately, the weather calls for it to be unseasonably warm. So it's not really a polar plunge, but...
like a 65-degree plunge.
Go and do it. It benefits the Potter Butter Butter Church Center for the Arts itself.
Oh, wonderful. All of it. What a charitable town.
It is charitable.
Busheltown. Speaking of, the group, they bring, joy of song, much like me. They bring the joy of song to the town. And it's a group called the Sing Ring. And it's Busheltown's bisexual chorus. You must be bisexual to get in. And it's called the Sing Ring, and they're having the Sing Ring Spring Fling. It's coming up.
It's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, it's coming up next, actually, Friday night.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Friday night. It's at Hanky's Books and Bait, where oftentimes you can find me.
I was going to say, are you going on after them or before?
I'm not going on, but I am. I'm trying to gather up enough wholesale Madonna CDs to do another signing.
Okay, well, we're accepting donations.
Coming soon. You know what I say to that? We didn't start the fire.
Uh-oh.
It was always burning since the world's been turning.
We didn't start the fire.
And we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. All right, Kendall, finally. Here, last community calendar tidbit. Down at the Funny Pit, our local... stand-up comedy receptacle there.
Well, we've been rejected from many times.
the Funny Pit, they're having their clearance comedy festival, and all of the, local comics are, they're coming on with all their old jokes that they don't need anymore, and so you get in, you pay a half-price ticket for these old jokes, and so you can expect to hear a lot about Ross Perot, Viagra, Monica Lewinsky's dress, and those blue people from Avatar.
Sounds like a blast.
Sounds like fun. So if you're, I might go because it sounds like an affordable, semi-funny evening.
That's what I'm always on the lookout for.
That's what... our show is at least affordable.
Oh, and that's sad.
At free. Priced at free, our show is at least affordable.
It's a bargain.
Even if critics will not agree that it's semi-funny.
Hey, I mean, you can't say too many bad things about something that's free, right?
It's free. What do you expect?
You get what you pay for.
Good God.
Well, and it's sad, Cliff. It's just so sad.
It's so sad.
If our listeners, you know, if you really, if you have a gambling problem, call Dr. Blathers. He can help. I'm sure he can.
He can help.
If he can figure out how to answer the phone, he will help you with your problem.
Sure.
You got a quote for us, Cliff?
Sure.
Sure.
Kendall, never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present. And that was said by Marcus Aurelius, and he really said that.
He really did. Cliff, a man's got to make at least one bet a day, or else he could be walking around lucky and never know it.
That was
Jim Jones.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for that, Jim.
Dear, I just won, dear. I won against Austin, dear.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Austin, do you have enough money to pay?
No.
Dear, well, he'll find it somewhere, dear. Or double or nothing, dear. Double or nothing.
All right, well, I'm
we gotta
Cliff.
Go, and I'm Kendall. Oh, dear, come back here. Let's scramble some more, dear.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.